Oh, look at this. Like synthetic. Somebody else who doesn't like to walk.
No, we're the ambulance in case somebody falls over or can't walk.
What do you think of the Lesbian and Gay Pride Parade?
Oh, very colourful. Very colourful. Everyone's having lots of fun.
Good. Are you planning to take your bike in next year?
Oh, possibly. Have a good day.
Thank you. Okay, big Michael Carden. This is not your first Lesbian and Gay Pride Parade, is it, Michael?
Are you doing box pops? No, it's not my first Lesbian and Gay Pride Parade. Or even my very first Lesbian, Gay or any queer thing, period. This is bad box pop, isn't it?
So in 1994,
yeah,
I think you suggested that this was a big bum-fucking hetero-smashing event. Is it still true?
Naturally. You're going on my little moment of ecstasy over in Musgrove Park in 1994, aren't you, sweetie? Yes.
Yep.
Well, of course it is.
It looks great, and everyone's happy. Powerful speaking, and
party.
Yeah, the fair day's going to be
party,
huge.
Party.
It's professional
show
business.
Look at the size of the march, isn't that fabulous? Woohoo!
Wow, really?
That's excellent.
We're filling just about the whole of this block and halfway into the next one.
Absolutely. It's just superb, and I love the balloons. The balloons are brilliant.
Yep. You notice the bisexual ones, the green. Well, it's sort of a mauve and turquoise.
Which one's that one?
Well, they're all over the place.
You mean these ones?
You're partway there, Michael. I believe
the GLWA, they've been given away free by GLWA. I don't know, they're kind of pink, kind of purple, but I like that.
Yep.
Because I'm all tangled up. Woo!
You recently took a test on the internet to see how straight acting you were.
Yes, I was only a 7. Oh, the shame of it all. Mind you, it's an American-centric test.
So how important do you think straight acting is to someone's identity, and is it a legitimate preference?
I think it's all a wank, actually. This is a bit of fun. We'll test it a bit of fun. We can all say how we can all trash it and still skype about our scores.
Fair enough. You have a good time, Michael.
I will too. Well, you too, darling.
See ya.
Don't work all day.
We have Wayne Roberts here from the Bisexual Network as part of the Lesbian and Gay Pride March in the year 2000. And you're off overseas soon.
That's right. Thursday, the 29th.
Uh-huh. So do you have a big bisexual turnout tonight?
They're integrated in the rest of the crowd.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. They're blended right through.
Yeah.
I think that Mark Saunders was saying in his speech how impressed he was with the march, where he could see how many gay men, lesbians, bisexuals and transgenders marched in solidarity for reconciliation a couple of weeks ago. The same would be true here. A large number of these people would identify in part with being bisexual if they weren't identifying as bisexual itself. It's one of those issues that tends to melt rather than stand out.
That's right. It's a big melting pot, and of course a lot of people that come out and watch the parade as well, may not feel out enough to come and join in, or they have to work or something, but they're there in solidarity too with us.
There was a fabulous song that was played by Mark Doherty, who does the blues program after us the other night, by a woman called Candy Kane, an American blues singer.
Yeah.
And her album features a song called Who Do You Love? And he says that she's a sex-positive, happy, confident bisexual performer, and it's a wonderful song. I thoroughly recommend it. We'll play it for you.
Great. That'd be terrific. Have a great pride.
Thanks, Wayne.
How are you?
So, Mr. McKelvey, you seem to have a whistle in your throat. So how is the Lesbian and Gay Pride March 2000 for you? Blooming good, he says. Thank you, David.
Blooming good.
So this is a representative flag for Brother Sister as part of the Lesbian and Gay Pride March in Brisbane in the year 2000.
It is indeed.
Do you actually work for Brother Sister?
Yeah, like in advertising. Yes.
What's your name?
Brett.
Okay, nice place to work for.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's good to be in a paper that, on an advertising front, like you get a larger size paper,
yep.
So you can get more news coverage. And,
of course, inclusive. They're a major supporter of the lesbian and gay, bisexual and transgender community here.
Definitely. I mean, that is our main focus. And, we'll be looking at sort of expanding that out as well, like to cover more northern Queensland and northern New South Wales regions as well.
Good stuff. You have a happy March.
Same to you.
See you soon. How's the year 2000 Lesbian and Gay Pride March for you, Ivor?
Wow, it is a wow. We're having a great time.
It's big.
We're just enjoying it. And one thing that's really colourful this time is all the balloons. Yep. It just makes it more spectacular. But it's good seeing everybody together, and everybody seems to be really happy, and I think that's the most important thing about it all.
Yep. And it's such a perfect day.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Great day to be gay. Oh, day
to be
right
gay. It is. Yeah. Sure is, John.
See you, Ivor.